Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Buriyomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Ches Omad Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. We're still in the middle of Simon Shin Lamed Dalet, dealing with the halachas of fire on Shabbos. We begin at the bottom of Kuf Ayin Zayin Omad Beis with Se'if Chaf Beis. The Mechaber writes, Teva She'ochaz Boho Or. If you have a chest that unfortunately fire has attached itself to it, it's on fire. Yachal Lifros Or Shel Gidi. You're allowed to go take a hide of a goat and spread it out over this utensil, mitzido acher, from the other side, shloti sarv, so it shouldn't burn, and this way it'll prevent the fire from keeping on going forward. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan and Gimel, we're talking about a wet hide over here, it's lach. And ayin and simin shin ches siv chafei linyan mukta. Is there a concern over here whether it's mukta or not has been discussed previously. However, ach lefi hamavor le'el b'sif beis, but there he shown that tiltu mukta mutta become seda, but according to a lenient opinion that we brought down earlier in sif beis, that you're allowed to be metal to something over here, even though it's mukta because of financial laws, osi shape b'pshitus, then it's simple over here that you'd be allowed to move this wet hide over here, even if it were mukta. In any event, the Mechaber tells us you're allowed to go spread this wet hide out in order to prevent the rest of this chest from burning. And likewise, you can take other utensils and use them to block the fire from going from one point to another point. And he says you can do this. You can even take new earthenware vessels that are filled with water, and these vessels are not sturdy. Shavadai is baku. They'll certainly burst open when the fire reaches them, and they'll put out the fire this way. This is allowed, the gram kibui mutter. This is only an indirect causation of putting out the fire. It's not a direct causation, and therefore it is permissible, albeit the Rama adds, hagoa b'mokum seida. You're only allowed to do this, he says, based upon the Mordechai, if there is a significant financial loss over here. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramaschel, Shavada Yisbaku, says, She'en lehem koach l'kabal or m'pnei shechadosh b'hem. They're going to break apart very easily because they're brand new. They don't have strength in them. And he says, it's maskma from the Gemara, that even if your intention is that they'll break, you're putting them there specifically, they'll break, that's still allowed over here, and this is considered a gram kibui even in this situation. The issue footnote number 64 brings down what about other types of containers other than earthenware containers, Ayin Shom and Dirshu footnote number 64. Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Bramaskel, the Gram Kibui Mutter, adds an additional thing. He says that it's Lav Davka over here, that this is a Gram Kibui that's a problem over here, because he says Kibui, do Malach Shena Tzrich Lagufa, may have different dinim anyway. Dafila B'chol Malachos Adin Kain. This would apply to all other Malachos that are Ein Tzrich Lagufa, where you don't need them in and of itself. Mechaber in Sif Chav Gimel writes, Talas She'ochaz Ba'or, you have a garment that cut on fire. So you're allowed, poshta, you're allowed to spread it out, umiskasaba, and even wrap it around yourself, einochoshishim tichba. And even though as a result of doing these maneuvers, it will probably go out, that's not your concern. You were allowed to go and stretch out this garment. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan and Dalet that we're talking here, poshta, shelo tehi mekupelis. You're unfolding it over here, shelo yachaz ayidei ze'or bekula. For example, in the Taz, that this way the entire garment won't get burnt with the fire. And by opening it up and spreading it out, you may end up putting out the fire, but that's not your intention, so it's allowed. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here. In the first opinion, he says, V'yesh mishomer shetzorach shlo yiskavin lekach. He says there is an opinion that says you can't do this if your intention was that the fire will go out, but as long as your intention was that the fire shouldn't go out, you just want to spread it out, that your fire shouldn't catch on the rest of the garment, then it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, Sifkatan nun hei, humidivri atur. This is from the tour, this second opinion. And I in the Taz, shebeer derotzlomar. The Taz explains that the Mechaber is telling us over here, shlo yiskavin bepulosu lechabos mashuhud lakvar, that you just have to make sure that in your actions over here, you're not putting out what has already caught fire. Ela shelo tidlak yose, it has to be that it won't catch any more of the garment on fire. Then erash ayadei zeh nichbe haor legamre ein choshesh. But if in doing so, as long as that wasn't your intention, the garment does get the fire put out, that's not a concern. Kiven shulo niskavel zeh, since you didn't intend to do this. Well, Adina, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah tells us, mashmi divrei achronim. He brings down from the Achronim, and you see this in the Shaar Tzion, Os Mem Vav, this is the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, and the Al Yerabba, not like the Taz, and they hold the Tafsinon, the Gam, Bin Iskavi, Lazimuti. Even if you're intending that the fire will go out as a result of your maneuvers, you're allowed to do this. Eloshi Yizor, you just have to be careful, Shalo Yorutzvil, Yikbotzvi, Yenanea, that you don't run or jump and maneuver it in such a way, Atzmo, Onav, Onav, Kadeshi, Yechabe, that it shouldn't go out directly from your actions, or that you move the talus in such a way that it goes out by your moving in a very rapid fashion. The call is there. Hello, osa maisa kibui mamish. That's not a gram kibui. Love gram kibui. That's actual kibui. Of course, this is not allowed to be done. So even though your intention is that it should go out, but you're not intending to put it out directly, so then it would be permitted. But if you're intending to put it out directly, then you're not allowed to do this for certain. Ella, what should you do? Miskase batalis kedarki. You're allowed to use this talis in a normal way, and if it goes out, it goes out. V'chein sefer Torah. The same halacha applies with the sefer Torah. She'ochas ba'or, with a fire caught onto the sefer Torah, rachmon al-islan. Poshto, you're allowed to spread out the sefer Torah, v'kori bo, and read from it. V'im kofsa kofsa, and by doing so, it will make it go out. The Gemara says that's permissible. Likewise, you certainly can call a non-Jewish person to go put out the Sefer Torah to the Elohim Yudches or the Kamen Mesif Chavav, as we've already learned, and we'll learn in Mirin Hashem in tomorrow's Shir as well. Now the Ramah adds, Muta Lichvos Ka'aro Al Haner, you're allowed to go put some sort of utensil on top of a flame, Shelo Techos Bekori, in order that the flame shouldn't burn a beam. He brings it down into the Tur, and the Ramah adds, Ayin Le'el and Simon Reish, Ayin Zayin, Sifhei, where this has also been this previously discussed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sifkat Nun Vav, you can place this plate over the fire, and in Simon Reish, Ayin Zayin, as the Ramah alluded to, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Be'arnu Din Zeh Heite, B'Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Sham, this was already explained quite well over there in the Mishnah Berurah, look over there, and the issue footnote number 53 reminds us that we said over there, Shadafko Kara Shel Cheres, Mutal Chapos Al Ner, an earthenware container you can put on top of the flame, Avol Shematech Azos, but you can't put metal over there because the metal will get hot and they'd be concerned that you're, quote, cooking the metal. Mishum Mavir. Elo im kinyesh chashash ayidei hadleiko yovol de sekonis tefashos. Unless there's a concern of sekonis tefashos, somebody could, rachmanos slan, get hurt. And then we said you could do anything that's needed to be done. Furthermore, he writes over there, Shabofen Shein Chashash Sakonet, there is no danger whatsoever. Yesh lo niach mat avir ben akli laner, then you should leave a little bit of air so that the flame won't go out. It'll just be blocked by the utensil that you're putting above it. Siv Chav Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim. The Mechaber tells us there's an opinion that says, She'ein yochol litein olav mashkin kdei shiyichabe kishyagil lehem. That you're not allowed to go wet this garment over here, so when the fire reaches it, it will put it out. That's the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Nun Zayin, the Davka Lahavsik Bekelim Malei Mayim Shari B'Sifcha Beis. We only allowed previously, earlier in today's shir, that you could put barrels filled with water over there. Shein Amayim Be'ein, because the water isn't out in that way, it's inside the barrels. Aval Hocha Shemayim Be'ein, but here, the water is, so to say, right over there. You're placing water on this garment or on this utensil over here, so the water's right there. Who Mikarev Lahakibo Yadezeh, you're causing the putting out of the fire somewhat directly, and also in this situation it is forbidden. The issue foot number 54 brings down, what about the concern that maybe the water will get heated up over here, and therefore there's an Isser Bishul over here on the water? So the Shelos Tshuvos Ol Tzion says that that's not a concern. In Lachush Lazet, we don't have to be concerned about this Gram Bishul over here. Shari Ein Lo Tzorach B'chimu Mayim, you have absolutely no need for the water to be heated up, and therefore it's a Lachush Ein Otzrich L'Gufa. This is also the opinion of Nissan Karlich Shlita, Shein Lochosh, Benesina Samai, Mishum Bishul. We don't have to be concerned over here, because even though it's a psik resha, it's a psik resha de lo nichole. He has no reason for it, no benefit from it. So that's the first opinion that Mechaber brought down. You're not allowed to go and wet the garment or the utensil, because that's too much like a actual putting out of the flame. However, he then brings down the Yeshomim, Shemutalasos Kein Bishar Mashkim Chutzman Amayim. You could wet this garment over here with any other liquid other than water, Mishum Kibos. The reason you can't use water, because that would be like cleaning it. But otherwise, we're not concerned over here about directly putting it out. This isn't called directly putting it out. Mishmur explains this in Sifkat Nun Ches, Sevir Lahu. According to this opinion, this is no different than what we call the gram kibui above, which we said is permissible. The issue, footnote number 56, even goes so far as to bring down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if you were to toss the water directly up into the air and not really direct it in one way or the other, but therefore your action is only throwing it up, and it's coming down, so to say, on its own, he said, in B'makum Hafsid, if there's a significant financial loss that you can prevent by doing this, it would be allowed. It's not considered kibui mamish. And this would be similar to if a person throws up a rock in the air, and then it falls and lands on somebody, the person is not chayiv over here because it wasn't technically his koach. He wouldn't be chayiv b'shum mitzicha. Again, if he did this on purpose with the intention to do so, HaKadosh Baruch will hold him, of course, accountable, but he wouldn't be able to be killed by a beis din. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Tes says that the reason you can't use water is because water would be kibbutz, as we've already learned. The kaim alon, shiriyas habegetzu kibbutz, so just the soaking of the beget, that's its cleaning. Vayesh Matirim, and there is an opinion that says this is allowed. Srilahu de lo shayach ze ela b'mokom sheyesh tinuf odam, avalo betalis noki. The even more lenient opinion says you can even do it with water, holds that the only time that we say over here that soaking it in water is considered its cleaning is if it's dirty or if there's blood on it. But if it's absolutely clean, then it's not considered a problem of kibbutz, according to this most makel opinion. And that's what the Mechaber now tells us, this third makel opinion. V'yesh matirin afil b'mayim, there's an opinion that says you can soak the garment even in water, not only in other beverages, because over here, he's not concerned, in this opinion, that you are cleaning it. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber tells us, v'divei sorashenis nirim, it appears the second opinion, which says you can soak it in any garment, the garment in any liquid other than water, is the correct answer. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Samach, Ayin le'el b'simin shin bay, siv tez, b'vir halocha, dibra maslo, sheyesh lov lichloch, masha kosavnu bazeh. And if you look in Dirshu footnote number 57, he brings down that there was the halocha l'mais over there that we said, according to the Gra, the Yerabah, that mutu l'shros beged sheinu meluchloch, you are allowed to go soak a garment that is not dirty, im enu miskavin l'chibos, as long as you had no intention of going and laundering it. However, mikol mokum, kiv sheyesh kam rishon shemachbir mazeh, but there are those that disagree, so you shouldn't do this if it's an isudar Raisa possibly. Siv Chaf Hei, the Mechaber writes, Einu Yehudi, Shabol L'chabos, if a non-Jewish person comes to put out the flame, Ein Tzorach Limchos B'yodo, you do not have to prevent him from doing so, he's allowed to go and put it out. However, Avol Koten Shabol L'chabos, but if a Jewish child comes to go and put out the flame, Tzorach Limchos B'yodo, you must protest. Now, what is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah has a lot to say on this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Samach Aleph, when the non-Jewish person comes, you don't have to protest. The Einu Yehudi Adaita Denafshei Kovid, because a non-Jewish person is doing it solely for his own benefit. He knows he will be rewarded, and therefore he's doing it to benefit himself. V'afil Yodei Shenoach Lo Yisrael, and even if he knows, the Jewish person is going to be very happy from this. Nevertheless, Hu Lahanos Atzmo Miskavin, he is ultimately going to benefit himself from this. Shiodei Shelo Yafsid, by doing this, he knows he'll be held in high esteem, he'll get a reward, people will laud him as a hero. Whatever it is, he's doing it ultimately for his own benefit. However, Avol B'Simin Reishayin Vav Badlokas Ner Kishidlik B'Shul Yisrael. However, we said previously that when he's talking about that he lit a flame for a Jewish person, Sheguf HaYisrael Nanim Men. In that situation, the Jew is getting direct benefit from it. Here, the Jew is getting indirect benefit that his stuff is not getting destroyed. But in the case of the lighting a flame for a Jewish person, so the Jewish person is directly benefiting from that flame. Lo Amrinan Adaita Nafshei Kovid. In that situation, we didn't say that the non-Jewish person is allowed to do it. For also L'Shtamish Lora, and there we said it is forbidden to go benefit from the light that the non-Jewish person lit, specifically for a Jewish person. Even though the non-Jewish person is going to benefit from it, he'll get a reward, that's not allowed. So a distinction between lighting a flame, which a Jewish person gets direct benefit, and putting out a fire, which a Jewish person doesn't get direct benefit, he's indirectly benefiting, and that is allowed. Sivkat and Samach Beis, Shabbat L'Chabos, the non-Jewish person came on his own to go and put it out. And Afilu Avdo, Hamusko L'Lizman, and even if this person is a worker for the Jewish person, and he's a hired worker, nevertheless, Gam Ken Amrinan, even in this situation we say, Adaite Denafshei Ko'ovit, he's doing it for his own benefit, and it is allowed. The issue footnote number 58 points out, this is only true over here with an adult non-Jewish person, but a child who's a non-Jewish person, who's, let's say, being raised in the house of the Jewish person for whatever the reason, or is in the house of the Jewish person, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Osur lahanicho l'chabos, then you can't let him put it out. In that situation, he's doing it basically on behalf of the Jewish person, and he's considered as if he's the shliach of the Jewish person in that situation. Sivkot and Samach Gimel, Ein Tzorach Limchos, you don't have to protest biyodo at the hands of the non-Jewish person if he comes to put it out. However, Avol Osu Lezarzo Sheichabe, but you're not allowed to go and spur him to go and put it out. Abdubo Mitrila Miasmal, even though on his own he came, he saw a fire, he came on his own to see how he could help. And you tell him, quick, put it out, that you're not allowed to go and do. As we'll see in tomorrow's show, you are allowed to say, whoever puts it out won't lose, but you're not allowed to tell him, go and put it out. You can't directly spur him to go and do something. But the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Samach Dalet, a katan that comes, a Jewish child comes, then you have to protest him doing it. Afilu katan shlo yigia l'chinuch, and even if it's a very young child, hasn't even reached yet the age of understanding about Shabbos, and he's going to put it out, so you're not allowed to let him do so. Tzorich limchos, Sivkot and Samach Hei, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the katan ein lo shikol hadas lasos adaite denafshei. The child does not have the ability to do it for his own benefit, of doing it on his own. And therefore, when he's doing it over here, Osil Das Oviv, he's doing it for the benefit of his father. Shiodea Shekibuzen Noach Oviv, the child realizes that his father will be happy if he puts it out. And Osir Bishvilo is doing it for the father, and that's also the Osir, the Mitzuvah Al Shvis Osir, because the father is commanded to make sure that his young child doesn't do work on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, and he says, "Ayin the Mogen of Ram Shekazav Shem Aran, Da Afilu Leman De Omer Melacha Shein Atzrich Lagufa De Rabban." And even if you want to say that this whole thing over here, it's a Melacha Shein Atzrich Lagufa, you don't need the fire to be put out for the sake of whatever's going to be put out over here. It's that it shouldn't go and burn something, so it's only a Din De Rabbanon. If you hold that a Melacha Shein Atzrich Lagufa is only a Din De Rabbanon, nevertheless, even here, the Mishnah says, "Gamkin Sorach Limchos Biyodo," you have to protest and not let the child do it. He does bring down Ayin the Prima Gadim, Masha Kazim is there. The Prima Gadim has a longer arichus over here on this subject. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Vav, you have the protest. He says Ayin the Beis Yosef, Da'apilu and Bolachabos, the Leko Shabbavayis Acherim. Even if his child is going to put out somebody else's fire, Gamkin Sorach Limchos Biyodo, you also have to protest over there as well. Kivin Shosef Bishvil Gadol, since he's doing it on behalf of an adult male. And Dirshu footnote number 59 brings down the Kotu Shosim Locha Lesorach HaGadol. If a child is doing a Locha for an adult, so the Bir HaLocha in Simen Shin Chav Hey has already taught us Sha'asu Lehenos Mimenu Afil B'Dieved. The adult isn't allowed to get benefit from the child's work. V'tzorach Lahamtim Motzi Shabbos Abach Deishyasu, and so much so that even after Shabbos you can't benefit from it right away. You have to go and wait. The Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Nun Dalet adds further. Lanias Daiti says the Bedleikas Aviv, if it's the father's fire over here, the child is putting out Mechuyev Aviv Ben Atora Limchos Biyodo. The father must protest and must stop the child. Kivin Shu Osu LaDaita, because the child is certainly doing it on behalf of the father. And this way, if the father allows him to do it, or even if he doesn't protest, the father would be over. Yisra in the Torah says Lo Sasem Locha Ato Uvincha Uvitecha. But in somebody else's fire, then the father would be al koponim midrabbanim limchos biyodo. He should protest at least on a derabbanim level. However, Dirshu footnote number 60 does bring down from the Bir Halacha that Shema Katan Ha'osal Das Aviv Eino Aser Elamidivrei Sofrim. There he writes that maybe it's only an Isser derabbanim. Kivin She'eino Av Mitzuvo Al Kach Beferish, because the father didn't tell him to go and do this. And therefore, if the child's doing it on his own, maybe it's only an Isser derabbanim for the father not to protest. However, he brings down the Chasam Sofer, says it's Nisr Darais if you don't protest, and this is also the opinion of the Achiezer. However, in Shelos Shuvah's Beis Ephraim, he writes, She'enu Osram Adrabban, it's only the Rabbanan, and many of these opinions and others are gathered in the Shevet Halevi. Rav Azazatzal brings down all these different poskin. With that, we will conclude today's shir.